Hey, it's Kelly. And at the end of every week, I like to share something true and useful, something I stumbled over that gave me a burst of optimism, something you can share with friends like an audio greeting card, something to help us all keep our eyes on what's working and what could be. So I'll be right back with this week's For the Good of the Order. This is Kelly Corrigan Wonders. Kelly Corrigan Wonders is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Hi, guys. For this week's go-to, I am pleased to share something I'm pulling from a site and an Instagram feed that I love called Reasons to be Cheerful. It was created by David Byrne, and the basic thesis is don't despair, solutions are everywhere. And then all they do is surface real examples of good work in the world that are replicable and that can give us some hope. That's it. So this one caught my eye. You know, Love Island, that dumb show. I haven't watched it. I can imagine it. And they have a Love Island UK. And Love Island had partnered with a bunch of fast fashion brands, including something called Misguided, which famously advertised a $1.20 bikini during one of the Love Island episodes in 2019. So now, in contrast, the Islanders of 2022 are all dressed in pre-loved clothes, meaning used clothes, meaning secondhand store clothes. And the reason this happened was because one of the contestants in the 2022 series, Brett Stanilin, refused the wardrobe on offer and chose instead to take his own clothes to the Love Island villa. So Love Island did a new partnership with eBay. And I guess 43% of the people who watch this thing are under the age of 30. And so they want to show that audience that there's something for everyone in the secondhand market. Now, this is where it gets kind of exciting. And I'm quoting from Reasons to be Cheerful. In March, the EU adopted a strategy for sustainable and circular textiles as part of its wider ambitions to take on Europe's toxic relationship with excess and disposability. The strategy aims to improve the fashion industry's low rates of wear, reuse, and repair at a time when every second, somewhere in the world, a truckload of textiles is heading for landfill or incineration. Okay, so some cool brands I want to point out. There's something called Vinted, which is a platform which helps people do third-party resale. And then there's brands and retailers like Zalando, Zalando, and COS, who are in the resale space. And then there's a way to introduce the idea of repair to fashion. And there's something called Sojo, and it's an app which connects people to repair and alteration services. Beyond secondhand and repair, there's rental and subscription services. So, for the good of the order, I present the idea of fashion circularity, and I encourage you to go sign up for Reasons to be Cheerful. I find it enormously valuable. All right, guys, have an awesome weekend. I'll see you on Sunday for another Thanks for Being Here.